Ever heard of a place called Kirkdale?
Kirkdale.
Yeah, Kirkdale.
Not ringing any bells.
Don't worry, it wasn't on my radar either until I got this stack of research.
No, really.
Yeah, but trust me, this little corner of Yorkshire, England is way more fascinating than its name might suggest.
Oh, I bet it is. What kind of stuff are we talking about?
We're going way back, like prehistoric times, then through the Anglo-Saxons, Vikings, the works.
Wow, it sounds like a real historical gold mine.
It is. Okay, so
Oh.
paint a picture for me and for our listener.
Yeah.
Where exactly are we talking about? What's the landscape like in Kirkdale?
All right, so imagine yourself in Yorkshire, right?
Okay, got it.
We're on the edge of the North York Moors.
Moors, like rolling hills and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. A wild and rugged expanse of heather and hills. But Kirkdale itself, it sits where those moors gently slope down into these lush, fertile valleys.
So it's not all rugged wilderness.
No. It's like nature couldn't decide whether to be rugged or gentle, so it went with both.
Best of both worlds. So we've got this mix of dramatic scenery and prime farmland. Okay, what else shaped this place? I caught something in the notes about glaciers.
You're spot on. This idyllic landscape wasn't always so peaceful. You see, thousands of years ago, during the last ice age, massive glaciers carved their way through here.
Really?
Yeah, they shaped the valleys and left their mark on the land.
Wow.
In fact, there was even a time when Kirkdale was completely submerged beneath a giant lake.
Wait, seriously, a lake?
Oh, yeah, a giant lake formed by the melting glaciers, Lake Pickering.
Whoa, hold on. So no rolling hills, just a massive lake. That's wild. How did it even dry up?
Well, over time, the glaciers receded,
Makes
right?
sense.
The lake drained, and the landscape as we know it today began to emerge.
So all that water just disappeared.
Pretty much. Well, flowed away as the land rebounded.
Yeah.
But that ancient glacial activity is essential
Yeah.
because it helps explain why a place like Kirkdale, with its unique combination of fertile land and strategic location, became so important later on.
Okay, that makes sense. You've got me hooked on the prehistoric drama, but I'm guessing humans showed up eventually, right? What's the story there?
Oh, absolutely. Humans definitely enter the picture. And that brings us to the heart of Kirkdale, the incredible Kirkdale Minster.
Kirkdale Minster.
Yeah, it's a church.
Okay, so what's so special about this minster?
This isn't your average village church. This is a structure steeped in history.
How old are we talking?
We're talking about a church built around 685 CE, or potentially even earlier, meaning it has stood witness to over 1,300 years of history.
Wow, 685 CE. That's older than, well, a lot of things. Apart from being ancient, obviously, what makes this minster so special?
Well, for one, it's a survivor.
A survivor.
This church has stood the test of time. Think about it. The arrival of Christianity in this region, the Anglo-Saxon period, even through Viking raids and influence.
That's incredible.
And get this, it holds incredible clues to those times, including a very special sundial.
Wait, back up. A sundial? What's so special about a sundial?
This one has an inscription.
An inscription. Okay, now we're talking. People don't carve messages into stone for no reason. What does it say? Give me the juicy details.
You're right. This inscription is like finding a signed letter from the past. It tells us that a man named Orm Gamelson ordered the church to be rebuilt after a devastating fire.
Ormond Gamelson. Sounds like a character straight out of Beowulf. So this sundial tells us who rebuilt the church. Anything else? How do we even know when he did all this?
That's where the real detective work comes in. The inscription also mentions King Edward and Earl Tostig.
Okay.
And we know they were major players in 11th century England. Their names are like time stamps, helping historians pinpoint when the rebuilding took place. And that, my friend, gives us a window into the political scene of the time, right here in Kirkdale.
Okay, this is getting good. A mysterious inscription, political intrigue, and it all circles back to this church. But I have a feeling that's not all we can learn from Kirkdale, right?
You're telling me Kirkdale isn't just about grand structures like the Minster, you know.
Right, of course.
It's also about the everyday lives of the people who lived and worshiped there.
The regular folks who called this place home.
Exactly. And that's where archaeology steps in.
Now we're talking. Give me the dirt.
Yeah.
Literally. What have archaeologists found buried beneath the surface?
Oh, you're gonna love this. Get ready to geek out.
I'm ready.
So there were these major excavations led by Professor Philip Ratz,
Okay.
and they discovered all sorts of artifacts within the shadow of the Minster. We're talking ancient grave slabs.
Like headstones.
Yeah, but with these intricate carvings, you know,
wow.
pieces of crosses that once stood tall, even everyday objects, things that give us a glimpse into their daily routines.
It's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Each piece, from a broken pot to a carved stone, helps us understand the bigger picture of life in Kirkdale.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that they've only excavated a small portion of the area around the Minster.
Really?
Who knows what other secrets are still waiting to be unearthed? That's what I love about archaeology. There's always that element of mystery. But speaking of mysteries, we can't forget about Kirkdale Cave, right?
You're right. We can't forget about the cave. It's practically a celebrity, you know.
A celebrity cave.
In the archaeology world, it is. It's famous for containing animal remains.
Okay. What kind of animal remains?
Dating back an incredible 130,000 years, we're talking mammoths, woolly rhinos, cave hyenas, the whole Ice Age crew.
130,000 years. That's mind-blowing. But how does that connect to the Anglo-Saxons who built the Minster? Those Ice Age creatures were long gone by then.
Right, but that's the really cool part. While those Ice Age finds predate the Anglo-Saxon period by thousands of years, they show us that Kirkdale has been a place of refuge and resource for millennia.
So it's always been a good place to live, basically.
Exactly. Those same caves that sheltered Ice Age creatures might have also been used by the Anglo-Saxons.
You're saying the Anglo-Saxons might have hung out in those caves?
It's possible. Maybe for storage or shelter or even ritual purposes. Who knows? Fascinating. So we've got this ancient landscape, a hub of Anglo-Saxon activity, a church that's seen it all. Was Kirkdale always this important? Was it a big deal even back then?
It seems so. And you know what we have that points to yes?
What's that?
The Doomsday Book.
Ah, the Doomsday Book.
Yeah.
For those who haven't brushed up on their medieval history lately, remind us what that is exactly.
Picture this. It's 1086. William the Conqueror, he's just taken over England.
Right.
And he wants to know exactly what he's gotten himself into.
Makes sense.
So he orders this massive survey of his new kingdom.
A survey.
A giant inventory. All the land, resources, and people.
Ambitious.
And that's the Doomsday Book.
A medieval spreadsheet. And what does this giant spreadsheet tell us about Kirkdale?
Well, the Doomsday Book, it describes Kirkdale as the heart of a large agricultural area.
Prime farmland, huh?
This tells us a few things. First, Kirkdale wasn't just some backwater village. It was a vital resource for the Normans. Think about it. You conquer a place, you need to know where the food's coming from.
Makes sense. Food equals power. So, prime real estate in Anglo-Saxon times. But it sounds like Kirkdale was more than just farmland, right? What else was going on?
You're picking up on something crucial. Remember how we talked about Kirkdale being at a crossroads?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Doomsday Book, along with other historical clues, tells us that Kirkdale was surrounded by other important settlements, like Kirkby Moorside and Lastingham.
Okay.
It was a vital link in a network of communication and trade routes, crisscrossing the region.
So not just farmland, but a key player in a bustling network of trade and communication. We're talking ancient commerce, whispers in the night, goods and gossip flowing through Kirkdale.
Exactly. It's like picturing an ancient marketplace, bustling with activity, people from all walks of life passing through, sharing news and stories. And remember that Roman villa we mentioned earlier, the one at Bedlam?
Right.
That just adds another layer to the story.
Right. The Romans were all about those roads and connections. It's amazing to think that centuries before the Anglo-Saxons built the Minster, the Romans were already there, leaving their mark on the landscape.
Exactly. It all points to Kirkdale being a place of significance for a very long time, a crossroads of cultures and history. And it makes you wonder, with so much already uncovered, what else might be hidden beneath the surface, just waiting to be found?
That's what's so exciting about a place like Kirkdale. It's a reminder that history isn't just something you read in a textbook. It's all around us, woven into the very fabric of the places we live and visit.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Mm. It's like we've pieced together this incredible jigsaw puzzle of Kirkdale, the dramatic landscape, the ancient inhabitants, the coming of Christianity, the whispers of trade and politics, all these fragments coming together to tell the story that spans millennia.
It's a story that makes you want to hop on a plane, go to Yorkshire, and see this place for yourself. To stand in the shadow of the Minster, to walk those ancient paths, to feel that connection to the past.
And that's the beauty of it all. Even if you can't physically travel to Kirkdale, by delving into its history, by exploring the archaeology, by understanding the stories it holds, you're connecting with that past, bringing it to life in your own imagination.
And for our listener, I have a feeling this is just the beginning of your own deep dive into Kirkdale.
Absolutely. There's so much more to uncover, so many fascinating details to explore, and who knows what future discoveries await. Maybe they'll find Orm Gamelson's toolbox buried beneath the Minster.
Hey, you never know. But for now, we'll leave you with that thought. Happy exploring.